Sunday of the month is always a very busy one for us, also a very joyful one. We have our children in the service, as we just did, and then the first Sunday of the month usually is when we initiate a new outreach collection. As most of you know, the money that we collect on a Sunday morning, it all goes to benefit worthy organizations, causes, either in Nashua or beyond Nashua, and we do that as best we can on a monthly basis. So we use the first Sunday of each month to introduce a new recipient for our outreach collection. If you'd like to invite someone to come and speak to that, there is a description in the order of service of the collection that we are taking on for this month, the Hillsborough County South Child Advocacy Center. We're very happy to have with us today Christy Pellicino, who will tell us a little about that organization and some of the services that they offer. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for having me here today and for being open to our organization. I'm gonna be brief, but I'm also gonna explain to you what the Child Advocacy Center is. There is a wonderful description in here, but I'm gonna go into a little bit more detail. We are the second Child Advocacy Center in the state of New Hampshire. The first one is in Rockingham County. And basically what we do is we coordinate investigations of child abuse. We work with all the area police departments and the Division for Children, Youth, and Families and the County Attorney's Office, and we coordinate them to make it a better investigation and make it easier on the children that we serve. What used to happen in our county and in many other counties and states is that when a child would disclose that they had been abused, say they would disclose to a teacher or somebody at Sunday school, and they would say, "This is happening to me," they would be interviewed by that person. And then that child would be brought to, say, the guidance counselor's office, where they would be interviewed again. And then they would be brought to the police department, where oftentimes an officer in a uniform would interview them about what happened. And then these children were brought to DCYF, where DCYF would come to their home, where very often the abuse took place, where they would be interviewed with a video camera right in their face. Then these children were interviewed by a doctor and by a county attorney, and these children were being interviewed up to 8 times just for one disclosure of abuse. As you can imagine, extremely traumatizing for children to have to go through that over and over again when they already are traumatized. Also, these cases were just going down the tubes, mostly in particular sexual abuse cases, because, you know, there oftentimes is no witness, there's oftentimes no physical evidence. So basically you have a child's word against an adult's word, and with these kids being interviewed over and over again, they weren't being consistent and they were just going really badly. So what happened is basically in the 80s in Huntsville, Alabama, they started a program called the Child Advocacy Center, and they started to gather everybody together and they said, "We need to deal with these investigations better so that we can assist these families and we can assist these children and we can help put people that are doing this to children, help hold them accountable." So they started it. There's actually one in every state, at least one in every state in our country, except for Maine. Maine's a little lagging. And as I said, we are the second one in the state, but there's currently a task force in every single county in New Hampshire to develop a child advocacy center. And it's a very big push right now with the governor and council, and it's fabulous because my thought is, if a child in Nashua, New Hampshire, gets this wonderful privilege, why can't a child in Coos County get this privilege as well? Basically, what happens is when we get referrals from the Division for Children, Youth, and Families or from the police department that a child has been abused, about 99% of them are sexual abused, they come through my office, and at that time, I coordinate and pull everybody together. So I will contact the detective, I will contact the worker from DCYF, contact the prosecutor from the child, child from the county attorney's office, and pull everybody together in my office. We're all meet, we all share information about the family, share information about the child, and talk about the case. Then the family shows up, and they wait in our very child family-friendly waiting room, and they're greeted by a person from Bridges, Sexual and Domestic Violence Support, and they're supported through the entire interview by that person. And then the child comes with me to be interviewed, and I take them into this wonderful room that's very child-friendly, where I sit with the child and that child and I just talk. There is a camera in the room, but it's kind of hidden. I mean, they know it's there, but it's very non-obtrusive. And I wear an earpiece in my ear, and the team, watches from the observation room on a closed-circuit television, and they can communicate with me through an earpiece. So this way, everybody's questions are asked, but the child only has to sit with one person. It's videotaped, it's audiotaped, everybody leaves with all their information. The family is supported so that they know, you know, they're being referred to counseling, they're being referred to any kind of victim assistance that they need, and the case starts from there, and we all work together. What they're finding from the National Children's Alliance is that areas that did not have a child advocacy center and then do get a child advocacy center, the prosecution rates are going up 40%. So this is huge. And this, our center here, opened up on November 15th, and I have to say, it's unfortunate, but we are very, very busy. There are weeks where I interview 15 children in 1 week. Since I've started, we've interviewed over 135 children. The kids that we interview are ages 3 to 17, and the allegations are generally sexual abuse, but they also do severe physical abuse, or if a child has witnessed a homicide or a serious domestic violence incident, we do those interviews as well. So it's a fabulous program. It's so beneficial to our community. We also do outreach. I do a lot of trainings in the police departments and schools. So it's, you know, of course, we're also looking to prevent child abuse, but it's very exciting, and I'm really glad that you are all allowing me to come here and talk about it. So thank you very much.